Joining me on Impact Catalyst today is Michelle Curtis, who is the Vice President of Philanthropy and the Chief Development Officer at our St. Petersburg YMCA. Welcome. It's good to see you again.
Good to see you too.
There's always a lot of cool stuff going on at the Y, and we're going to use this time to cover some of those things and make sure there's a real clear understanding of what all the Y does, because a lot of people think of it as, they have these big, beautiful buildings and big, beautiful gyms positioned around the city, but there's so much more than that. And I know you'll be happy to share that with us. First, I want to welcome you and say thanks for joining the Catalyst Impact Council. Really great to have you aboard. I've known David for a long time, and he runs a great organization and a lot of good forward-thinking people who love the community. And so really happy to have you as part of the group.
Thank you so much. Really just thrilled that we've become part of it. It's really awesome conversation that we're having in our community.
So with the Y, again, I mentioned the great workout facilities that I've sweated many a gallon in. what are some of your other favorite services and other things we should know about the full breadth of services that you offer?
So, I've had a lot of conversation. I've been part of the community here for a few years, just a few years. Actually, I've lived myself in St. Petersburg for 20 years, but I've actually lived in Pinellas County since 1978. So I've seen a lot of changes in the community. And, the first thing I will say about my YMCA is that, there are several really significant YMCAs here in our community. So there's our YMCA, YMCA of Greater St. Petersburg. Then we have the YMCA of the Suncoast, which is really Clearwater and parts north, and then the Tampa Bay or the Tampa Metropolitan YMCA, which is in Tampa. And the three Ys, we kind of operate symbiotically here in our community. We partner on some projects, and certainly we try to share resources when we can. But each organization is independent. And so, when I have conversations with people, people will say, oh, the Y on First Avenue South, really thinking that that's the Y, which is, that's a very large wellness facility, our swim and gym. We also have another wellness facility in Largo with the Barbour YMCA, but that's the tip of the iceberg, for the Y. And that's the most visible portion of the Y, the part that people really identify with. What they probably don't know about our Y is that, we are the largest before and after school childcare provider in the city of St. Pete. Pre-COVID, we were caring for upwards of 1,800 children a day in our programs. And we have a really significant community health outreach with our Live Strong at the Y programming, which is cancer recovery. We have a diabetes prevention program, which is significant. I know you've spoken with Karen Gable about some of these. And we also have a Parkinson's program now at the Y called Delay the Disease, which is really significant. And so there's what I would say is that, the Y is a humble organization. We've been around 100 years in St. Petersburg, which is unbelievable, really. And we have we've been very stealth. We're very quietly going about the business of serving our community, adapting to change, really bringing things to the community really needs very deliberately. But, it's kind of my job to make sure that everybody understands that we really need help, to do that.
Yeah. And there's a lot of really great things that you mentioned, but I see a few of them actually working against you, kind of making your job a little bit harder, because when people think of the Y, understanding that each one operates independently, has its own budget. And they may have given to a Y somewhere else, but that doesn't necessarily help the Y here. Given that it's such an old organization, such a long-lasting organization, and has such a national presence, they probably assume that the national funnels lots of grants and government money, and that takes care of you. But the reality is that local support, local philanthropy, local donations still are a very important part of the Y being able to do what it does. Is that fair?
Absolutely. And what I would say to that is that the challenges of COVID and a global pandemic and the things that have happened to all of us, in the community in the last year, you know, have really created a silver lining for us in a way, because it's given us the opportunity to have conversations with people that we talk to all the time about, you know, the critical relevance of our organization, and not just specific programming or, you know, youth sports or, you know, learning how to swim at the Y. I mean, it's really given us the opportunity to have broader conversations about, you know, the impact of childcare, you know, when everything in the world was closed and people had to go to work, you know, the impact of providing tutoring services to children who were attending online school, but the parents were working. And so we had the ability, because of some of the programming that we were already engaged in, to bring those services to bear at a time when the community really needed it. And so it's given us the opportunity to have those conversations with donors and with people that have supported us in the past, but really didn't kind of needed to be reminded of the relevance, you know, of the why.
Yeah. And I think that the rarity of the specific, you know, sort of crossover benefit that you provide is underappreciated, because, you know, obviously early childhood and education and all and that whole realm is a huge problem. And then, you know, obesity and children's health in general is a huge problem. And you have this unique facility and unique operation where you can bring all of those together into one solution, where there's education, there's childcare, and there's getting healthier and putting that together in one program that is actually accessible to folks, you know, with money and without, is, you know, almost one of a kind in the area. It's really, really a special thing.
Yeah. And we're very fortunate, you know, we've been very fortunate we've been engaged with really significant community partners in this work. You know, because, you know, we're not out there on an island, right? So we have a lot of collaborative partnerships. Some of these were very significant, you know, especially in the past year. The Juvenile Welfare Board continued to provide significant funding and support for particularly child care services. You know, our preschools, we have three operating full-time preschools. The Spear Preschool, which is in South St. Petersburg. We have Bardmore Preschool and the Lehman Preschool. All of those never closed. You know, the entire world shut down, but our preschools remained open during that time period. And so, you know, our funding partners really stepped up and without exception, the partners that we received grant funding from allowed us to continue to use that funding in order to keep running. Because, you know, the Y is a unique organization, right? You know, we're somewhat different than other nonprofits in that we have several streams of revenue. So we receive revenue from membership, people that belong to the YMCA. We receive program revenue from childcare services and other things that we do. And we receive philanthropic dollars. You know, we're a charity. And so two of those revenue streams just turned off, you know, in March. And so the philanthropic arm of the Y really kept us going, you know, through a time when other revenue streams just stopped.
So right now, are there any specific programs or specific areas that, you know, you could really use some additional support in, or that you're focusing on that we could share with our viewers?
Sure. There's always something going on at the Y, right? So immediately we have coming up this Saturday, actually the 27th, we have Spinorama, which is a cycling event, a stationary bike event that we've hosted for several years now. The focus of the fundraiser has been to support our Live Strong program at the Y, which is a cancer recovery program. However, this year we've done a couple of things differently. The event's going to be outside for people that want to actually come and ride. It's competitive. There's teams, you know, they get together and they ride and they challenge each other. So it's a really fun event. We've expanded the event this year to also support our diabetes prevention program and our Parkinson's program at the Y. So you know, donors are going to be given a choice if they want, you know, if they want to direct their gift to one of the programs or not. And you're going to be able to participate virtually also. If you'd like to jump on your bike at home or ride your bike around the block or, you know, whatever. And if you want to participate, if anybody wants to participate, they need to go to the Y website, which is www.stpeteymca.org/spinarama. So, you know, that's happening immediately. And then we get into camp fundraising for summer camps for kids, send a kid to camp. And then we also then go right into the fall, which is our mayor's prayer breakfast. And then, you know, our big signature program at the end of the year, which is the Neighbor to Neighbor Christmas program.
Yeah, great programs. I've been to the breakfast a few times, and it's a great place to just meet with folks in the community, and hopefully we'll be in a spot to have that in person this year. Probably chances are good. And so I'll look forward to that. Well, I've enjoyed the conversation, and you know, the Y is, it just bears repeating that it's such a bright spot in so many different ways, just really, you know, pushing goodness and health and support and community into, you know, every place it can, you know, throughout the land and then St. Pete. And we wouldn't be what we are without the Y. So very appreciative of the work that you do and making sure that, you know, the donors and the philanthropic community understands how important those dollars are. And thank you.
No, thank you. It's been a real pleasure, and look forward to seeing you back at the Y, Joe, when things open back up again, or when you come in. I mean, the Y's open, so come on in. You know, it's a healthy place and a safe place and a clean place. And so we really are looking forward to trying to get back to a little bit of normal.
Yeah, me too.
Thanks.